live on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself, and I don't know who.
Yes, it's Thursday. So as we turn the Michael Bublé slider down on this beautiful day, we turn up the other slider over of the equally beautiful Michelle Spencer. Hello.
Hello. That was full of sarcasm, especially it the beautiful day.
Maybe the beautiful day, but not the beautiful person. I'm being nice today, Michelle. Come on.
Always happy to be here. Always in a good mood when I get here. That's it. Doesn't matter how miserable the rest of the day was.
No. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, leave it outside the door. That's what we
that's
do.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah, yes. That's it. Yeah. Leave it outside the studio.
Yeah. There's a big rain cloud out there, but we'll talk about that later. So, Michelle, what have you got for us today?
So, next week is Valentine's and Galentine's Day. So,
Galentine's?
That's the day before Valentine's. It's the 13th. It's for all the single people out there who don't want to, or those people who don't want to buy into the. What?
I didn't know that.
Did you
have
not?
I missed that? Is that a new thing or what?
No, it's been around for a couple of years now. Yeah, it's for all the people who kind of don't want to buy into the Valentine's. They call it Galentine's. And the idea is you get all your single friends together and celebrate you.
Loving that.
Yeah, that idea. I thought I would do heart openers.
Coming in. Here we go.
That's a little bit of sarcasm there. So those people that have been coming to my classes have heard me say this. So heart openers is just code. Yoga code for backbends. And backbends definitely don't have to be hardcore backbends. We use backbends all the time, even just the little slight ones. So we call them heart openers in yoga, and you sometimes hear the cheesy phrase, shine your heart forward. So I do not use that phrase. I'm not a sugar-coated person, if you haven't noticed yet. I say it like it is.
Or what do people say? Shine your heart forward.
Shine your heart forward.
And you have to say it like that.
They do say it like that, too. Okay. So, but all heart openers or back bends do is they help, because of the way we're pressing the chest kind of forward, mm-hmm. arching the back, it helps strengthen the back and the shoulders. So that's really what we're doing. When we call them heart openers, we are talking about really the heart chakra, which is that energy center in the middle where our heart basically is. And our heart chakra is responsible for giving and receiving love. So when it's open, you're more receptive to receiving love. You're more receptive to giving love as well. And also it has to do with empathy and connection with other people as well.
Yeah, so makes sense.
My heart chakra is always open, obviously.
Yeah.
So I thought we would do a few little exercises or, you know, poses to shine our heart forward.
Brilliant. Coming in.
So, and again, everybody can do this at home or at work, sitting at the desk, sitting in a chair. You don't have to stand up for any of these poses. A couple of them you can lay down on your belly for if you wanted to. So I'm going to give you the chair version for all of them today. So the first one is camel, Ustrasana, but it's camel pose. So camel pose. If you're doing it in a yoga class, is a more intense yoga pose. But all we do is we come to the edge of our chair. If we're sitting in our chair, I'm just going to adjust my microphone here. And we bring the hands to our lower back, plant the feet on the floor. We squeeze the shoulder blades together. And then as you take a nice deep breath, take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you just lift the chin. And so the chest presses forward. And can you see my heart shining forward, Joe?
So basically, it's a straight back, essentially.
Well, I'm going to show you from the side. So I start from...
So it's slightly arched, I can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got the palms of your hands in the back of your small...
My lower back, yeah.
Really, yeah, yeah. Got you.
And then, like I said, so if you squeeze the shoulder blades together, and then as you exhale, you're pressing forward with the chest, so it does give you a slight back bend. That's our camel pose, and... If you can do deeper ones if you're sitting, if you're in an actual yoga class.
And can you stand up as well as sitting down?
You can. You would do this one kneeling in a yoga class.
Right, okay. Yeah, you're okay to do it sitting down.
Definitely. Like that. That's a more gentle version, and it's a nicer one.
Yeah.
And it's more, I think, accessible for most people. The deeper version, even in a yoga class, you don't see very many people going into it because you're leaning down, actually, from kneeling down towards your heels arching the back.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody likes that one. Mm. So the next pose is puppy dog pose or Anahatasana. And Anahata means heart. Anahatasana means heart melting pose. We've done this one before,
yeah,
I think. So puppy dog pose, again, you can do it at your desk. All you do, we can do it where we bring our hands onto the desk, push your chair all the way back, and you drop your head.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
We have done this one. Mm. Drop your head between the desk towards the floor. So again, you're getting that really nice stretch kind of between the shoulder blades.
So keeping the hands on the desk.
Yeah.
And you literally then just bend forward.
Shall I show you and you talk it through?
Go on then, okay.
So we just reach back.
Ah, so you reach back as far as you can, and then you're putting your head down onto the desk if you can only go that far.
Or
if you can't, you can't go all the way down, you can just put your head on the desk. But if you can go further down, then of course, then go as far as you can, bend right the way down.
Yeah, well, keep your hands on the desk though, so you're not going to go all the way to the floor.
No.
Yeah, that'd be really impressive if you could.
I just did. You missed it, Michelle.
So, and another one would be Sphinx. And Sphinx, again, is a nice one to do in class. We lay on our bellies normally when we do this. But you can do this one, again, on your desk or on your chair. And you just come onto the forearms this time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, again, just pressing the chest forward. So if you're on the floor, you're laying on your belly.
Right.
You bring the forearms onto the floor. Hands planted, elbows kind of underneath the chest. And again, you're just lifting the chest up off the floor, pressing the chest forward. You can lift the chin up if you want as well, just for an extra little bit of a stretch. But you get a real compression kind of in the lower back. So again, if this one's too much for anyone in the lower back, if they've got any back lower issues, you can just walk the hands away. And again, you can adjust it so it's not as deep of a back bend. But this one's really nice, and you can rest in this one for a minute or two on the floor. In fact, it's nice and comfortable.
That was a nice and easy one. I like that one as well. Yeah. And so, again, it's just taking time out. I even feel that I speak slower.
Do you?
After you've been in. Yeah. I know. In a good way, obviously.
Good.
You just don't have the time. And it's really nice that you just share some easy exercises with us. That's a lovely thing to do. So thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And where can we find you online?
Online, you can find me on Instagram. I'm Midlife and Michelle because I am in my midlife. That's the kind of classes I run.
No.
And you can find me on the internet at www.anahata, just like we've been doing today, yogawithmichelle.co.uk. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
as
Jo.
Usual. You said you asked me to pick a song out this time.
I did.
And you said something with heart,
just to
keep in the theme. Do you know which one I've done?
I don't think you haven't.
You mentioned Rod Stewart, and I thought, no, I'm making an executive decision.
Good.
I've gone with Candy Staton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Young Hearts Run Free.
Nice.
I think there's going to be a dancing in the studio. Because we're still a younger heart.
We are.
Here's Michelle.
See you next week. What's the sense in sharing this one and only life?